T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Being naive. This is being untruthful. Antifa is very well known by the Democrats, and when they say, gee, we don't know who they are, who could they be? They are a bad group. Antifa is a far-left group of radical anarchists. They just keep pushing as far as they can. When I watch police standing there and these radical anarchists are spitting on the police and doing much worse than that, it's a disgrace.
Yep. So the big story this week, as the media elite tries to rehabilitate the image of the violent protesters, who you have to believe, again, if you're a leftist, you have to hold two opposing beliefs in your mind at the same time. This just blows my mind. There is no violence. Trump just made all that up.
Right.
There's no violence whatsoever. That's incorrect. These are just peaceful protesters. How dare you call them violent? And at the same time, you have to also believe that they also are violent because Trump made them violent.
Yeah.
But they're not violent, though.
No.
Do you have that? Do you have that straight?
That's it. It doesn't make a bit of sense, but yeah.
You have to believe both those things at the same time. Okay. I was fascinated by your news report that the Portland mayor.
Yeah.
Portland mayor, Ted Wheeler.
Right.
Has actually condemned rioters for attempting to commit murder. That is an actual headline. Okay. This is a big swivel for Ted.
Yes, it is.
Okay, because you got to understand Ted's history. Ted's history has nothing to do with George Floyd, okay? Ted has allowed the same violent protesters to take over federal buildings in Portland. Portland's where all this started. It's ground zero for it. We've been all over this. This has gone back again to 2018, long before George Floyd, the video came out. And that he allowed them to take over the ICE building there, violently took it over. And control it for a month. And when the agents inside would call for police help with the hooligans outside, because they started off, before they took the building, they blocked the roads in front of it. Ted Wheeler, who also functions, that's the way Portland government is set up, as the police chief, even though he has appointed a chief, he is technically the police chief, the mayor is, forbid the cops from even responding to the scene. That's how they were able to hold the ICE building for a month and control the roads around it. And he routinely lets these hooligans direct traffic. When they do, Lee, they collect taxes. They have their own system of taxation. This is where the whole idea of barriers came from. Set up a roadblock, set up a barrier. People can't turn around. They'll drag you out of your car and beat you if you don't pay. So you just got to go along with what they want. Sometimes they collect money. Other times they just give you a lecture. I mean, they're crazy. You don't know what they'll do in a given day. And so the mayor allowed them to do this. So the fact, I mean, you just reported the Portland mayor condemning rioters for attempting to commit murder. That is a huge step for Ted.
Well, I think there's an important distinction here. And that is, when it was federal property, he was all about the peaceful protesters having their way with
him. He led them up to the gate.
This,
remember, made a speech, but then they wanted to beat him, so he had to flee to a city building across
the street. But
this
is a police precinct now. So now he's saying that if you're doing this, you're committing a crime. In other words, this is local property, not federal property.
Although, you know what? I think something else is going on here, though, too, because they started with the Justice Center, which was not a federal building, and in their riots with George Floyd, and he was fine with them trashing that. I mean, they've set that on fire. They've had to cover the windows with plywood. They have totally graffitied it. That was a city building, so he didn't care then. And then he went after the federal building, and he let them right up to the gates. He left as they started tearing them down and lobbing commercial-grade fireworks in an attempt to burn the people inside alive while blocking the doors. So Ted was down with all that. He was good. But all of a sudden, he's not. And you know what? The only thing I can think of here is that the polling must have turned for the Democrats. And they must have called Ted up and been like, okay, Ted, listen, just wait till January and y'all could go burn some stuff down again. Because this is different for, I mean, I've never seen Ted do this. He says, when you commit arson with an accelerant in an attempt to burn down a building that is occupied by people who you have intentionally trapped inside, you are not demonstrating, you are attempting to commit murder, Wheeler said. Well, Ted was totally down with that last week.
Yeah, what's changed, Ted?
That's what shocks me. And he was, again, even fine doing it with the Justice Center there, which is state-owned, and they have, like, their local county offices are in there. It's county or city, I can't remember.
I think it's actually the Just Us.
Right, because justice is just us. Yes. It's just for us, but, like, nobody else, right? So they said they attempted to set fire to a police precinct, blocked the exits while the officers were inside. Was shocking to see Ted come out and say that's a bad idea, because they were doing that for what, the last month? I mean, that is exactly textbook what they were doing to the federal officers. They weren't doing it to the local officers because Ted let them have the run of the place. So now all of a sudden Ted is upset about this. He was leading them up to the fence that they would erect every day. They would put the fence back up and then the protesters would come at night and rip it down. And the two buildings, by the way, are right, like, they're not next to each other, but they're very close to each other. So they would target them both simultaneously, the federal and the local building, the state building. So the only difference here that could possibly be, because Ted has never minded a violent takeover. This polling has to have changed on this, Lee. I can't think of any other reason. Then he says, and this he's telling you, don't think for a moment that if you are participating in this activity, you are not being a prop for the re-election campaign of Donald Trump, because you absolutely are, he said. You are creating the B-roll film that will be used in ads nationally to help Donald Trump during his campaign. If you don't want to be part of that, then don't show up. Okay, he was not at all worried about this a week ago. I mean, this is 2 weeks ago. Remember, he was on TV every day telling Trump, send back the officers. We don't need them. Don't want them. They're the terrorists. Amazing. Now all of a sudden... You know, so
I'm just going to say he's right about that. He's absolutely right, because that is a graphic example of the kind of violence and looting and rioting that the president has been talking about. It's not fake news. It is happening. And
yes,
showing video of it is not fake news. It is the real thing. And yes, it will be a campaign video, just like these ridiculous hearings that you folks had on the left, the whole Russia collusion thing, that where you got all this video and these people that you're saying that you sent to prison because of Russian collusion and all this other stuff. And none of it was true. And every bit of it was fabricated. And you trapped people into situations where you were basically extorting guilty pleas out of people so that you could have your video. I mean, this is something both sides do. But the thing is, the Democrat side was all fabricated so that they could have video of Congress people making these accusations and saying these things about the president and his affiliates. However, what the Republicans are going to do is show the video of things that your supporters are actually doing, looting and rioting.
So this is a watershed moment here, because the position of the Democrats in Congress up until Wednesday, literally up until Wednesday, Lee, was that the Antifa violence is not real. It's not happening. Black Lives Matter violence is not real. It's not happening. It's a myth. I mean, here's Jerry Nadler a week ago.
Do you disavow the violence from Antifa that's happening in Portland right now?
That's a myth that's being spread only in Washington, D.C.
About Antifa in Portland?
Yes.
So, I mean, that was like a little over a week ago, right? It's a myth. It's not real. And now you have this is a remarkable admission from the liberal. I mean, honestly, he's more of a communist loon. Ted Wheeler. I mean, he is literally full on nuts.
Calling him a Democrat would be a compliment.
Democrat's way too moderate for him. So, I mean, for him to admit, quote, when you commit arson with an accelerant in an attempt to burn down a building that is occupied by people who you have intentionally trapped inside, you are not demonstrating, you are attempting to commit murder, Wheeler said in a news conference with Portland Chief Police Chief Chuck Lavelle. So this is Wheeler admitting that everything the Democrats denied was going on up until Wednesday is, in fact, going on. So I just want to point this out to your humble host. I don't exaggerate for ratings, as some of my trolls, accuse me of. I don't have to. Your side is so insane, you just keep feeding me accelerant.
Yeah.
To use a word popular in Portland. Accelerant.
Yes.
What is accelerant? What you use after you've trapped the agents inside and you want to burn down the building. Phew. These people. Oh, I got more. So, you know, I want all my trolls out there, thank me. Send me a thank me for telling you what's really going on when your lamestream media has been lying to you all these weeks. You're welcome. Never going to get my credit I'm due from you people.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
For day after day, week after week, your humble host has described the efforts of, yes, very violent protesters to not just burn down the federal and the Justice Building in Portland, but to trap people inside while they do it. Even described the video for you of them, and what they'll do is they throw the commercial grade fireworks in, throw the accelerant in, try to burn people alive while blocking the entrance and exit. People run out. One guy gets hit in the head with a claw hammer. Another guy had his hand impaled with the nail. So what they do is they drive nails through plywood, and they take the plywood and shove it up against the door, hoping to really hurt somebody. This is not new. It didn't start this week. Anybody who wants to see the video of it can go online and see. It's all over Twitter. It's where I watch it. I'm going to put some of it on Fox News, too violent. This is new. It's been going on for a long time. And yet, here is number 3 in Democrat leadership, Representative Jim Clyburn, sadly from our state. What about a federal building? What federal building? Nothing going on about federal building.
I don't know if I've seen it. Maybe y'all know something I don't know. What federal building has been under threat? Who attempted to burn in a federal building?
It's been unfolding in Oregon, with all due respect, Congressman. You may be watching other networks. It's been fireworks, Molotov cocktails, explosions, attacks at officers, night after night after night.
What federal building? Is there a federal building? No, he's right there about a federal building. Yesterday, Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler, Thursday evening, condemned the actions of rioters who attempted to set fire to a police precinct and blocked the exits while officers were inside. Yes, they've been doing this for weeks, moron. Talking about Wheeler here. Quote, when you commit arson with an accelerant in an attempt to burn down a building that is occupied by people who you have intentionally trapped inside, you are not demonstrating, you are attempting to commit murder. Yes, that's what we've been saying for weeks. Thank you. By the way, this is from the article, Portland Mayor Condemns Rioters for Attempting to Commit Murder by Fox News. I'll play the audio for you in a bit. When you commit arson with an accelerant in an attempt to burn down a building that is occupied by people who you have intentionally trapped inside, you are not demonstrating, you are attempting to commit murder. He then warns them that they're creating B-roll for President Trump. Here's some more from Fox. The front doors of the precinct were barricaded before the fire was started with more than 20 officers and civilian employees inside, police said. Yes, they've been trying to kill them for weeks. Quote from Wheeler, I believe, this is the mayor, Wheeler, I believe that city staff could have died last night, Wheeler said. I cannot and I will not tolerate that. This is not peaceful protest. This is not advocacy to advance reforms. That was Thursday. Thursday. Yet, what did it sound like earlier this week? The reason I'm doing this, folks, is because Ted Wheeler knows. The Democrats in leadership know. They know. They're fine with the violence. That's what the deal is here, folks. Don't kid yourself. They are fine with it. This is from Wednesday. Ted Cruz merely attempts to get the Democrats to condemn the violence. Condemn the violence. Condemn Antifa. Come on. You can do it. This was just Wednesday. Here's how that went at the hearing. Mazie Hieronimo. All right, her name's Hirono. I call her Hieronimo. Anyway, Democrat senator so appalled that she was asked to condemn the violence I just described. Again, blocking the exits to federal buildings with nails through boards to impale people as they run out away from the fireworks and accelerants you have just lobbed into the building. Come on, Mazie. You can condemn that, right? Right, Mazie?
So I hope this is the end of this hearing, Mr. Chairman, and that we don't have to listen to any more of your rhetorical speeches. Thank you very much. I'm leaving.
Well, I appreciate the, as always, kind and uplifting words of Senator Hirono. And I would also note that throughout her remarks, she still did not say a negative word about Antifa, nor has any Democrat here. They instead engage in a political game where they depend. You're welcome to say something negative about Antifa right now.
I think that I've covered the subject quite well. You're not listening.
Okay, she declined to speak, so that is the position of the Democratic Party. I would note also that of the 7 Democratic senators who spoke, not a one of them apologized for or denounced multiple Democrats calling law enforcement officers stormtroopers and Gestapo, to be fair. I have not heard the word Nazi, but stormtrooper was Nancy Pelosi and Gestapo was another Democratic leader.
Quote, this is from Portland Fire and Rescue Lieutenant Damon Simmons. Quote, hurting people and trying to trap people in a building and burn them up. It's just completely awful. Wheeler said the city anticipates, quote, additional planned attacks on public buildings. Yes, how do they know? Well, it's been going on for weeks. That's how they know. The Democrats just lied about it because they're fine with it. Are you kidding me? They turn on their television. They love this stuff. They love it. Are you kidding me? In the privacy of their own homes, they are cheering. That's why Mazie Hieronimo was so appalled she walked out. They think they're freedom fighters. They do. They think those that disagree with them should die. They do. There's no other way to look at it. This has been going on for a month now. Senator Marsha Blackburn nailed this yesterday when she described what the Democrats have been doing, and should appall anyone. I mean, the idea of these people ever in power again is horrific, given what they have condoned with their silence. It's today's first epic rant.
It is unbelievable that the Democrats will not come out and say violence is wrong. Breaking the law is wrong. There is a difference between peaceful protest, which is to be protected, and within what is happening with these rioters, looters, and those that are creating all this disruption. And one of the questions I asked yesterday was about the DOJ task force that is looking at who is funding this and where are they getting this organizational structure. They say they're trained Marxists. So DOJ is working on that. We're looking forward to those answers.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
See what's going on in New York. Boy, this is a lesson. It's a lesson about liberal policies. Here's a headline from the New York Post. Cuomo, he's the governor, begs rich New Yorkers to leave Hamptons, return to New York City. Come over, I'll cook. And keep in mind as I read this, the left would like you to believe that the only reason that anybody ever struggles in the world is because rich people aren't taxed enough. And that by making and keeping their own money, and rich people, by the way, that's anyone who makes a dollar more than you, making or keeping their own money, they are somehow depriving you of money you could have had somehow, some way, and making the world a bad place. And they're going to fix that. The problem is the part where you fix it. And that the rich are not paying their fair share. And it's very mean, mean, mean. They're hoarding all that money they stole. I couldn't possibly have earned it. If you had it, you must have stolen it. Now keep that in mind as I read this. Governor Andrew Cuomo has been begging rich people to return to New York City from their second home retreats so they can pay taxes to help offset the state's growing coronavirus-related revenue shortfall. Quote, I literally talk to people all day long who are now in their Hamptons house, who also lived here or in their Hudson Valley house or in their Connecticut weekend house, he said. You got to come back. We'll go to dinner. I'll buy you a drink. Come on over. I'll cook, the Democrat governor said Monday. You might be thinking, he can't possibly cook for all the people. He needs to pay taxes. He actually could. Here's why. The wealthiest 1% of the Empire State's population picks up. You ready for this? Are you the rich? Don't pay. No, it's not fair. Noted the wealthiest 1% of the Empire State's population pick up roughly 50% of the state's tax burden. Whoa. 100 multimillionaires. 100 multimillionaires carry a lot of the tax burden for New York City. The wealthy, 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 wealthiest. It's insane. Okay. The plea comes amid dimming hopes that the federal government's next COVID-19 relief package will contain any additional aid for struggling state and local governments. If additional dollars don't come to New York on top of waning revenue streams, Cuomo and other state officials have said that could translate into 20% cuts to health, education, and local governments. Meanwhile, Cuomo says he's not keen on raising taxes for the wealthy, adding it would be it wouldn't be enough to cover the state's growing deficit and pegged it at about $30 billion over the next 2 years. Legislature says, nah, let's just tax the rich again. We'll just take it all. The dire picture is only compounded as the unemployment rate, are you ready for this? In the five boroughs, this is New York City, hovers at 18%. Over 80% of restaurants cannot meet monthly rent obligations. Damn! I didn't see that when I prepped for this. Over 80% of restaurants cannot meet monthly rent obligations? and thousands could face eviction notices from landlords within the next couple of months. Now, you know, the eviction protection just ended. It didn't have to. As Lee pointed out this morning, Trump offered to extend the current stimulus package, which would have come with those eviction protections, for another week while they negotiate. But Nancy said no. So if you're out on your butt, you could thank Nancy. Call her office. She don't care. She got a $20,000 refrigerator, freezer combo with $12, buckets of ice cream. So she doesn't care. It's all about winning. It's all about making Trump look bad. If you have to suffer so much, so much the trouble for them, they don't care. Now listen to what you're asked to put up with. 18% unemployment. Wealthy restaurant owner? Oh, you part of the 80% that cannot meet their monthly rent obligations in New York? That's what you get for paying more taxes and letting liberals be in charge. This is how this goes for you. But it's worse than this. It's worse than that. Did you see this from this week? 286% increase. This was just gobsmack me. In robberies. This is according to the Daily Mail, because they don't report stuff like this in this country. You have to go to the UK to figure out what's going on in this country. Headline, New York's wealthy Upper East Side reports a shocking 286% increase. So this is the wealthy Upper East Side. It's not the whole city. 286% increase in robberies, with armed gunmen holding up residents just feet from the homes of billionaires. Whoa. An analysis of data reveals the robberies are also on the rise in other affluent Manhattan neighborhoods, including Tribeca, Soho, and West Village. Folks, and I bring this up not to talk about New York. You don't care about New York. You'll never live there. Not if you're smart anyway. But I'm painting the picture for you. This is Biden's America. This is what you get. Now listen to this. New York City reported 177% increase in shootings in July. They've handcuffed the police. Won't let them do anything. Listen to what else the Daily Mail describes. Manhattan's Upper East Side has seen a 286% increase in robberies compared to the same period last year, according to the NYPD. Alarmingly, a significant number of those have involved locals being held up by gunpoint. So not only do you pay more taxes, right? You get robbed in your neighborhood. They rob you personally. And you're supposed to come back. Well, what about when you said, come back if I felt safe walking outside my building? No, we can't give you that. If you want that, you're racist. That's white privilege. Look, just hand over the money. What's the big deal? Just don't make them mad. This is how it always ends with them, folks. Always. This is how they live. This is not an aberration. COVID didn't cause this. The crime spike is partly driven by the fact that they got rid of bail. So you do that armed robbery, you don't hurt anyone, you stick your gun in the face, you're going right back out the door. Do it again. They don't even slow you down by having to bond out. By the way, the same bail reform policies Biden promises to implement nationwide. And that's after he keeps the pledge that he made to the ACLU to free 50% of federal inmates, not state, federal inmates. Let me tell you, folks, there is nobody sitting in a federal prison for a dime bag of pot sold on a quarter. That does not happen. The people in federal prison are the ones shipping the drugs into the country. They're the RICO people. They're the people who've committed murder. Those are what's in federal prison, the worst of the worst. He's promising to run. These are the higher level guys that the local police can't get without federal help. They need the RICO statutes to bring them down. I know. I covered federal court for years. This is not dime bag of pot and they should be let go. These are major criminal conspirators. Biden's promising to let half of them out. They want to bring New York here because we sure as heck won't go there. And they're fleeing here too. You should say, my sister's in real estate in Charlotte. And, so Charlotte's a blue city, right? So these liberals think, well, I can't tolerate living somewhere red, but I literally can't walk the streets of New York anymore. I might be killed. And I can't afford the taxes. So they want to move down to what they consider the go south because they think it's safer and cheaper, but they still want to stay somewhere blue. My sister is seeing 300 offers on just regular homes in the suburbs in Charlotte right now. She had one of those last week. So they are just flying off the shelves and regular middle class people can't get them right now. It's people fleeing. They are none of the people on the phone are from here or from North Carolina. They're from up north. They're fleeing. By the way, folks, I have been thinking for weeks. I think that that is a by design by the Democrats. No, because the problem they had, Hillary would have won, except their voters are all clustered in New York and like California. They need them to spread out. And in like places like Washington, they need to spread out the voters because they don't do any good if they're all in one place. I think that's part of the design here. I don't think any of this is an accident. To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line we go. Texter writes, as a white person, I am being lectured daily that if I don't speak out against violence against black people, I am complicit myself. But the Democrats have no problem staying mum about violent Antifa. In fact, they encourage the violence. By the way, do not, to my trolls, if you're just waking up, rolling out of bed in mom's basement this morning, do not send me any text today saying there is no violence and I am exaggerating for ratings. Because Mayor Ted Wheeler has just come clean and admitted what we've been telling you for weeks. See, look, trolls, you don't have to go the trouble of watching CNN. You just listen to me. I'm weeks ahead. You can't deny this anymore. Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler, this is remarkable, has admitted this is going on. On video. I've got some of the clips I'll play for you in a bit. He's admitted what we've told you. They barricade people inside buildings. Then they throw commercial-grade fireworks and accelerants in. They make IEDs and throw accelerants in an attempt to burn them alive. And the only reason Teddy Boy cares about any of this is because the polls have turned. He didn't care about human life. He didn't. Are you kidding me? Last week or a week and a half ago, he was marching right up to the fence around the federal courthouse that was built to keep them from doing this very thing. And then, you know, once the fireworks start flying and the accelerant, Teddy leaves. Not because he cares about the people in it or disagrees, just because they started attacking him. They didn't start attacking him, they started threatening him. By the way, he could only walk among them with an armed security crew. And these are the people he supported up till yesterday. So, read it with me and weep, trolls. Your humble host, right again. I just go to work on your mind. I'm not trying to make you mad. I'm trying to make you see that this is what's really going on in the world. Quote, this is Ted Wheeler, the liberal mayor of Portland. Quote, when you commit arson with an accelerant in an attempt to burn down a building that is occupied by people who you have intentionally trapped inside, you are not demonstrating. You are committing. You are attempting to commit murder. Unquote. This was from a press conference yesterday. Mm-hmm. That's what we've been saying for weeks. I don't make this stuff up to get ratings. You guys accuse me of that. I don't have to. You people are so insane. I can't cover all of your insanity. I don't have to make anything up. This is happening in Portland. It has been the whole time. Notice something interesting about this. He didn't blame Trump for it, did he? No, so this violence, it's not caused by Trump. It's not caused by federal agents. All the federal agents were doing was trying to survive being trapped in burning buildings. They had to fight back or they would die. This is nuts. He said, I believe that city staff could have died last night. I cannot and I will not tolerate that. This is not peaceful protest. This is not advocacy to advance reforms. He's a Democrat. So we're done. Argument's over. I win. Troll me on something else.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.